Next is the Desert Research Institute Research Foundation. So do we do roll call for each of these, Carrie?
I would call the meeting to order and then dispense with the roll call, and staff will track the
Thank
presence.
You. I will call this meeting to order at 8:18. So then we will go to roll call. You said no? Sorry, I'm not paying attention.
You could do a roll call, or you could dispense with the roll call in the interest of time.
Thank you. We will do that. Okay. So first item of business is public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none.
Thank you. Any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment here at UNLV? Seeing none. SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. Item number two is the annual report, so I'll open the floor to President Acharya.
Thank you, Chair. Kumud Acharya, President of DRI. I'd like to invite our foundation, DRI Foundation Chair, Kristen McMillan Porter, to present our foundation update. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the board and others present today. It's a privilege to be here today to present our annual report in support of the great mission of the Desert Research Institute, DRI. I want to let you know, first of all, that our trustees are extremely passionate about not only the mission of DRI, but very much in support of Dr. Acharya and the team that he has built in pursuit of science that matters very urgently right now across the globe. As a key to future-proofing our communities and building a better world. I want to recognize also right up front the foresight of Dr. Acharya over the course of the last few years in building a culture of philanthropy within DRI. And part of that is bringing forward a very strong, skilled professional advancement team that's being led by Kristen Bergarello and Julie Matthews, who are here today. And this has resulted in a very strong and productive partnership between DRI and the foundation, not only as reflected in the camaraderie and the fellowship that we had between our two organizations, but also reflected in the metrics, verifying that fiscal year 24 was another quite successful year for the DRI Foundation. I'm just going to give you some quick results from the report that we submitted. First of all, we received an unmodified opinion of our audited financials. Next, we received approximately $2.7 million in gifts and contributions. And that relates to more than 82% over the prior year. And if you look over the past five-year horizon, a 330% increase over those years. Giving from individuals and corporations has increased significantly between fiscal year 23 and 24, with growth of 373% relating to individual contributions and 284% related to the increase on the corporate side. And of these contributions, more than 96% have gone directly to support the programs, the good programs and the initiatives of DRI, the remaining 4% being unrestricted. During fiscal year 24, two new endowments were created, and it had been nearly 15 years since a new endowment was established for DRI in the ENCHI endowment pool. So that's quite a striking metric that we have been striving to meet over the years. Over the past 5 years, the financial position of the foundation has increased by 99%. Assets totaling over $3.6 million at the end of fiscal year 24. That's up from $1.8 million just 5 years ago. In terms of trustee recruitment, we've had a great deal of success in recruiting very, very strong trustees, again, who are extremely passionate about the mission of DRI. We're presenting here today one trustee for reappointment to the board, And we also have the 2025 slate of officers for your approval. I would like to mention, because this doesn't happen very often, that the DRI board unanimously approved recognizing Richard Ditton, who had been had served his 2 4-year terms on the board as an emeritus trustee, and recognition of the dedicated service and the support that he has given over the years to DRI and the foundation, and he will continue his commitments with DRI over the years. So let's look ahead to fiscal year 25 and beyond, to some of the fun things that we'll be doing in next year. We definitely want to build upon the efforts of the DRI Global Initiative that we created over the last year and a half. We've called that AWE Plus All Plus, which of course stands for Adaptable World Environment. As many of you know, All Plus has been positioned as an effort to build local, national, and international awareness of the important work of DRI. And its role as a collaborative influencer in bringing together a cross-section of disciplines together in a call for action, a call to action. We want to make sure that we are in the conversations and leading conversations about implementing measures that support resilience and human adaptability when it comes to a shifting climate. And this past August, we did indeed bring together industry, government, non-government leaders from inside and outside Nevada for our inaugural event of All Plus at the Wynn Encore, which was focused on wildfire recovery and resilience. So we had a number of scientific, government, nonprofit, and business leaders who discussed the challenges, the progress, the actions needed towards building user-inspired solutions to make our communities more adaptable to wildfire events. So we're in the process of working through some new ideas for fiscal year 25 and beyond, and putting some plans into place to carry forward the initial effort and the success of All Plus for the future. And I want to take a moment particularly to thank the Chancellor and the Regents, who many of you attended the important President's Dinner and some of the summit as well. So we so appreciate your involvement in this initiative. Also very exciting, as a top priority in the years ahead, will be continuing to build support for the Innovation Research Program. We call it IRP. And we've established, this program has been in place since 2018, and as you recall, it provides important seed funding for great new ideas, for early stage funding for researchers and scientists who have promising research projects that that have the potential for groundbreaking solutions, and they need early seed funding to do that. This year, we established the IRP endowment with $2 million matching pledges in commitments that we have, and our goal is to raise $5 million endowment to ensure that this funding remains available to our researchers and scientists in perpetuity. The beauty of IRP, other than, you know, giving these young scientists the opportunities to build their projects out, is that it is a catalyst. It's a huge catalyst for grants and other sources of funding. Just as an example, the input of the effect of what $750,000 in investment has done over the past few years, it has returned $20 million since 2018. So this is a program that we are firmly supporting, and we are building and working on. The Advancement Office and the Foundation are working together on this every day. So that's us. That's DRI. It's always a pleasure to be here. I love coming back. This is my second year, as I said. If you approve me, I will be coming back for a third year. So I want to thank you all very, very much and wish you the best of the holidays.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions or comments from Regents? No? Yes.
Regent Delcarlo. I just want to say I thought that your summit was wonderful.
Thank you.
especially when it started with fire. And I live in a very fire-prone area, as most of you know. And it's a great, great fear for us. And we're having nothing but trouble getting insurance. Luckily, I'm with USAA. But that was a great first topic.
Yeah.
And my cousin sent me an article this morning. They're looking at putting a hydrofoil ferry on Lake Tahoe, which somebody's shaking their head. Which is a novel idea, too. It could happen, because we really need some wonderful solutions up at the lake. We're being loved to death. So keep on doing your great work. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And I agree with you. The leadership starts right there.
Yeah, right there.
Absolutely.
Insurance is really a profound topic when it comes to that issue. I would be remiss at this point, since you mentioned it, not to recognize, I know Tony Sanchez is in the audience, not to recognize NV Energy Foundation, because they provided sort of the initial funding to get us started and going out and getting sponsorships and other money to support this event. So I want to thank NV Energy Foundation.
Thank you, and thank you, Nevada Energy, Tony.
Thank you. Other comments? Regent Arascana?
Comment from Reno?
Yes, please.
Thank you. At the onset of your presentation, you mentioned some statistics. If you could hit on those again for me about...
Sure.
Those are just some of the growth is highly respected.
We received in 24 approximately $2.7 million in new gifts and contributions. And that was an 82% increase over the prior year. And if you look over the five-year horizon, it was a 330% increase. And then if you drill down from that, within that $2.7 million, giving from individuals and corporations, also we wanted to track the increase in those sorts of gifts as well. And on the individual side, we saw growth of 373%, and on the corporate side, 284%. And then of all the contributions that we just talked about, then approximately 96, I think a little over 96% went directly to support the programs, the initiatives at DRI, and the remaining, we have both restricted and unrestricted gifts. The remaining were unrestricted. The two new endowments that we've created and the NC endowment pool in 24, it's been more than 15 years since DRI has had an endowment. So we believe that's a major stride as well. And then over the past 5 years, the financial position of the foundation itself has increased by 99%. We now have assets totaled over $3.6 million. That was at the end of fiscal year 24. And that was up $1.8 million from just 5 years ago. So things are on the rise.
Question. Thank you so much for reiterating those numbers. That just provides strong evidence of the leadership, not just with Dr. Acharya, and I believe you said her name was Ms. Bergarello, I believe, sitting behind you. So I want to give strong compliments to DRI. Well done.
I wish I could, thank you. I wish I could name all of them. I mean, you know, they have been wonderful. Yes, Kristen leads that team so wonderfully well. Julie, Iris Stewart is amazing. And of course, we all love Dr. Acharya. He is the best.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Regent Goodman.
I would be remiss if I didn't say how you are always on the cusp of everything that is relevant when it comes to research, and it's just always so impressive. And that awesome, it was really just, it's so pertinent to what's happening in our state, and I'm just grateful for all the work you do. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Regent Goodman.
Thank you. So at this time, we will call for a motion for accepting the annual report from the DRI Research Foundation.
I make a motion to accept the report from the DRI Foundation.
I'll take that motion from Regent Del Carlo.
And Susan Brager for a second.
Okay. Then I'll take a second from Vice Chair Downs. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you so much. Item number three, officers. You see the slate of officers in front of you. That's information only. Item number four, consent items. That would be the financial statements and appointments. Are there any questions or comments regarding that, or I'll take a motion?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. I have a motion from Regent Brown. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Regent Goodman. Any other comments or questions? Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to say how great your financial statement is and all your fundraising you're doing now without your annual science dinner, which you looked at critically. It was a great dinner, but sometimes the amount of time it takes to put those on and the return isn't there. So you're doing it. You're raising money so many other ways. So kudos to that.
Oh, thank you.
Because you had done that dinner for many years. I mean, even before I was on the board, I remember seeing it in the paper every year. So
I remember you asked about that last year, if we were going to do that. And I said, well, just wait and see if you like what we're kind of morphing into in this new modern age.
I like what you're morphing into in this new modern age. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So at this time, I'll call for a vote for the consent items. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, new business. Is there any new business for the DRI Research Foundation? Hearing none, I will move to item number six, public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None at this time.
Thank you. Any public comment here at UNLV? Seeing none, is there any public comment on the phone, SCS?
There's none at this time.
Thank you. So with that, I will adjourn the meeting of the DRI Research Institute Research Foundation at 8:34.